time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dave Jellin with the American Legion Post number 3 here in Price. Veterans Day is coming up on Thursday, November 11th, and they always like to recognize all of our service members, our veterans and everything with the American Legion. And so there's nothing different about that now, and we're going to talk about the ceremony that's coming up. Give a little background on Veterans Day. Maybe you don't know, what the premise behind Veterans Day is. We're going to talk about Blue Star Family. What Blue Star families are. We hear them talked about in the news all the time, but we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to close talking about a clinic that they are putting together here in the area. Dave, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime. This, like I said, this is always interesting information because every time you come in, I seem to learn something. So I like that.
Which is good.
I like that. Everybody should take the time to learn at least one new thing a day, right?
I got to keep up and keep ahead.
All right. So let's talk about Veterans Day and where the idea behind Veterans Day came from.
Well, Veterans Day followed the Great War, which later became World War I. It was a way of recognizing the veterans who served, who answered the call of the nation. For the Great War, World War I, 4 million men were called up. 2 million were sent to Europe and England and France and other areas over there. Half of them, about 1 million, engaged in combat. Veterans Day came several years after the war ended, and it was a way to remember them and their service, mostly as their sacrifice. The roll into the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the Unknown American Soldier, came about the same time in 1921. One man was selected out of four different graves in France, had sections of over 1,000 total unknown soldiers. From four of the cemeteries, one each was brought forth. From the four, one was selected. That one, the unknown American soldier, was brought back across the ocean and brought into Washington, D.C., and it was a very unique thing at that date. Someone that was unknown, laid in state with full honors in the U.S. Capitol. Then he was taken by horse carriage to what is Arlington National Cemetery and laid in what is now the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on Veterans Day 100 years ago.
And that is, I'll tell you what, I've been there. Mm-hmm. And if you've never been to that, to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, or just Arlington Cemetery, or honestly, for any matter, any military cemetery, it is a solemn experience. It is a wonderful experience, actually, too. We were there when they changed the guard and everything, and it's unbelievable.
There's a lot of respect and a lot of honor and a lot of tradition that goes to guarding the unknown.
It's a very high honor to be able to do that.
It is. It's a very selective process for the Army to do that, and they've been doing it for a very long time.
And so Veterans Day, really, I think sometimes, and we've talked about this in the past, I think sometimes Veterans Day and Memorial Day get confused a little bit.
Oh, they get confused a lot.
And Memorial Day is for everyone that has passed away fighting for our country.
Everybody killed in action.
And then Veterans Day is for those that are still with us, correct?
That is correct. Those who have served and are serving our nation honorably.
Okay. So this Veterans Day on Thursday, you have a program planned, as you always do. And what's going to be part of this? And people can go take part of it, of course.
I hope so. On Veterans Day, we're going to have a Veterans Walk. So we hope people come out to cheer their veterans. That'll begin at 3rd East and Main Street. And the veterans will have a short walk to the Peace Gardens along Main Street. That starts at 10 a.m. At 11 a.m., we're going to do the ceremony. We'll have someone sing the national anthem, and we'll start with what is Veterans Day, and then to speak about the unknown American soldier a little more in detail. And then we'll roll into today, where we have service members, active and reserve, still in uniform, which would fall more in line with U.S. Armed Forces Day. But we're going to recognize the families, the Blue Star families is what we call them, which is different than the Gold Star families. Gold Star families are families that have had service members killed in action. That's Gold Star. Blue Star means they're still alive in uniform and serving. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And then following that, we're going to have an update for the VA Price Clinic, which is here. There's a lot of rumors and bad news. But we have some good news, and we have some information from the sources about what is occurring and what will be the plan for staffing for the clinic.
Okay, so you've got all that hopefully under control and taken care of and can kind of set some stories straight there.
Working on it, definitely. It's a challenge, but it's worth it.
All right, so once again, on Veterans Day, that's Thursday, November 11th, down at the Price City Peace Gardens, the parade starts from at 3rd East and about 10:30 or 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. We'll end at the Peace Gardens with a program. And you know what? There is no better way to go out and say thank you to the veterans than to go and show respect on this day.
Very much so. And we're getting a little support from the university. USU Eastern has decided to provide some breakfast burritos, coffee, and cookies beginning, I believe it's about 8:30 or 9 o'clock for those who are veterans and their families. So we've got some community support on that.
So make sure that you, if you've got, you know, if you're free that day, make time, go down and show your support to these veterans. Because, you know, the thing about it is, and we've talked about this in the past too, there's not that many of them left around.
No, especially for World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, between between age-related issues and then the chemicals in Vietnam and now the chemicals in the Asian wars, burn pits and such, it's a thinning rank.
It's getting very, very thin. All right, Dave Jelen with the American Legion Post number 3 here in Price. Thank you so much. If anybody has questions or is interested, if they're a veteran or if they would like to, you know, be involved in the American Legion here in Price, what do they need to do?
They can either take the simple call, which is 435-630-8474, or they can find far more information on our website, which is AmericanLegionPost3.org.
All right. Dave Jelen, once again, with the American Legion Post 3 here in Price, talking all about Veterans Day and what they're going to have planned on November 11th down at the Peace Gardens. Thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity, as always. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.